a little sleep. But some nights I can't control it. Sometimes I give in because not having you is hard on me. But when I give in to that vice and pull another over ice, well, girl, I know that's when I start missing you again. And I don't mind if I do drink up the nerve and show up at your. If you wanna know the truth, it's killing me not holding you right now. I'm one memory away from falling all the way apart, cause I might still love you. I hope you don't mind if I do. Need you to pick me up when I'm covered in that goodbye dust. You're the only thing.
Drank a little too much to show up at my house. It'd be nice to hear the truth. Is it killing you not holding me right now? If falling into me is the only thing you think is gonna get you through, then I don't mind if you.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The federal government shutdown now entering week number four. Among the latest casualties, about 1,400 employees at the National Nuclear Security Administration, the folks who oversee nuclear safety across the country. Energy Secretary Chris Wright saying,
it is our national security. These are jobs of great gravity. We need to maintain our nuclear stockpile, have our adversaries confident that we have our stuff together. We have it secure and ready to deploy at a moment's notice.
He insists the furloughs are not a threat to national security. Vice President J.D. Vance and his wife are in Israel trying to shore up the shaky ceasefire in Gaza. The construction has begun on the White House ballroom, an entire side of the East Wing demolished to make way for President Trump's 90,000-square-foot space. The Louvre shut down again today, but it's always closed on Tuesdays. Detectives continuing to search for the thieves who made off with France's crown jewels. This is ABC News. Next weekend, say goodbye to daylight saving time.
Daylight saving time ends the first weekend in November, but health experts say now is the time to start adjusting schedules to help children adjust to the time change. Parenting experts say start shaving off 10 to 15 minutes each night until the time change for bedtime, naps, and meals, so your kids can gradually adjust and also control the morning light during this time. Some good advice for adults, too. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Now, that might not work if you or your kids want to stay up and watch the World Series.
Swing and drive, left field. This one is back. George Springer just had his Kirk Gibson moment. Bad knee and all, a three-run homer to put the Blue Jays ahead.
The call on ESPN is the Toronto Blue Jays defeat the Seattle Mariners, take on the Dodgers in the series beginning Friday. This is ABC News.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Did you know most lead-poisoned children in Wisconsin are poisoned by lead paint in homes and buildings built before 1978? Simple cleaning steps and regular blood lead testing can make a big difference. Protect your family and learn how to keep your home lead safe at dhs.wisconsin.gov. Tuesday, November 11th at 5 p.m., it's a Veterans Day steak dinner over at Post 182 right here in Park Falls. Featuring New York strip steak with Stuffy Herb's secret marinade, baked potato, salad, sautéed mushrooms and onions, and dessert provided by the Post 182 Legion Auxiliary. And there is also pre-order takeout available from November 8th to the 10th from 6 to 9 p.m. Just call 715-762-3032. It is $25 per plate. Once again, this is taking place Tuesday, November 11th, over at Post 182 at the American Legion Hall, right here in Park Falls. Wisconsin has thousands of dams across the state that rely on oversight to keep them up and running. Isabella Nieto has more.
Both private owners and state or federal officials are responsible for keeping them in tip-top shape. I spoke to Uriah Monday, the state dam safety engineer. He says the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is aware of roughly 5,000 dams that exist in the state.
Approximately 40% of the dams in the state are privately owned. The others are either publicly owned or owned by the federal government, or I should say, I guess it's all in the same batch of publicly owned.
Monday says state officials have to make sure dam owners are complying with state standards for dam safety.
In a way, we're maybe like a building inspector in a community, right? We're not constructing projects and we're not running them, but we have a role in making sure that they are done in a sound and safe manner.
Congressman Tom Tiffany has made his experience as a dam tender a central part of his campaigns. Now he's running for governor on that same experience. But what does being a dam tender really mean? Tiffany had a unique take on it.
For 29 years, I was the dam tender up on the Willow Flowage. I got paid to walk the dog every day down to the dam.
Monday says dam operators, as they're now called, are the custodians of the structure.
You know, the misoperation of a dam can cause or exacerbate flooding. It might lead to further damage on the dam. In worst cases, it leads to a washout, right, a failure.
Monday also says if a dam owner is not in compliance with state laws, officials must negotiate with the owner to reach compliance. If that doesn't work, owners can face enforcement hearings or fines. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Napa Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Monaco Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Monaco Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at MonacoCars.com.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Janet A. Diestelhorst, age 87, of Glidden, died on Wednesday, October 8th, at Birch Hill Health Services in Shawnee. She is survived by her 8 children, Larry Robinson of New London, by Wayne Robinson of Wyawega, Linda Ettinger of Two Rivers, Lorraine Butler of Wonder Lake, Illinois, Ben of Washburn, Wisconsin, Randy Robinson of Park Falls, Margaret Salerno of Glidden, and Clinton Diestelhorst of Brookfield. Further survived by 17 grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren, and by 9 siblings. Lois Herbst, Shirley Harris, Lorraine Michael, Betty Kundinger, Dorothy Poppins, Joyce Wallace, Clinton Kircherer Jr., Jim Kircherer, and Louis Kircherer, and also survived by numerous nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service to be held at Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel on Saturday, November 1st, 11 a.m. Deacon Robert Schinnebeck will officiate. Visitation held at Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel on Saturday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Janet A. Diestelhorst, age 87, of Glidden. Robert Charles Gwynn, age 57, of Washburn, formerly of Glidden, died on Friday, October 17th, at Ashland Medical Center in Ashland. He is survived by his mother, Charlotte Gwynn, of Glidden, by his brother, Michael Gwynn, of Glidden, by his girlfriend, Kathy Weister, of Washburn, by his good friend, Rod and Roger, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service will be held at the Glidden Assembly of God Church in Glidden on Thursday, October 23rd, 11 a.m. Reverend Brock Bredenberg will officiate. Visitation held at the church from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Robert Charles Gwynn, age 57, of Washburn. This is the funeral notice for Diane Cheryl Malkovich, who passed away on October 12. Diane is survived by her husband, Craig Malkovich, by her son, Danny Edvold, by her daughter, Donna Malkovich, and further survived by her grandchildren, and by her stepchildren, Michael Malkovich and Deanna Malkovich. A celebration of life will be held on Saturday, October 25th, 2 p.m., at the Emory Town Hall, located in Phillips. This has been the funeral notice for Diane Cheryl Malkovich. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Will Fickell be fired? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football. The Badgers face number 6-ranked Oregon Saturday night. Wisconsin has never beat a ranked team since Luke Fickell took over as head coach 3 years ago. They're 0-9. Fickell says he can't be concerned about his future at Wisconsin.
It's not going to change the fact that we got to practice tomorrow. It's not going to change the fact of anything on Saturday. But I have not been told. I'm not worried about that. I mean, I understand, you know, if we don't meet expectations and we don't do the things we need to do, anything can happen.
Athletic director Chris McIntosh releasing a statement in support of the coach. College hoops. Former Marquette star Cam Jones arrested and jailed for leading police in Indianapolis on a brief chase on I-65 yesterday. Jones, drafted by the Pacers this summer, said he was late for practice. He was clocked at 90 miles an hour. In Milwaukee, the Bucks kick off the NBA season tomorrow night against the Washington Wizards. They're planning a welcome back tribute to Chris Middleton. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Well, tournament girls volleyball front and center with many teams in action tonight. Some do get a bye. Number one seed Rib Lake in Division 5. They'll get a bye. They'll wait the winner of Blake Holcomb traveling to Bruce tonight. Number five seeded Drummond will play host to Bayfield. The winner of that will travel to Winter on Thursday. Mellon is a three seed. They get a bye. They await the winner of South Shore, the 11 seed, traveling to Butternut. Butternut, a home tournament volleyball game tonight, 7 o'clock. And Flambeau, a seven seed, will play host to Mercer. They are the 10 seed. The winner of that will go to Prentice. Prentice gets a 2 seed. In Division 4, in our region, number 1 seed Webster gets a bye. They await the winner of Shawamigan, the 9 seed, traveling to Colfax. And we will have the play-by-play. Steve Jetland will be down in Colfax to bring you that game tonight on Trail Mix 103.1, Civic Media app, and at trailmix.fm. Meanwhile, Boyceville will travel to Shell Lake and other games in that region. Spring Valley, a 3 seed, gets a bye. They await the winner of Glenwood City and Phillips. They'll play at Phillips tonight. Number 6 seeded Phillips Loggers get a home game. Jeff Haken in the call of that game tonight right here. 98QCountry.com and on the Civic Media app. Hurley, a 7 seed, play host to Washburn, and they will travel to Clear Lake. The winner of that game will travel to Clear Lake. And in Division 2 action, you've got Lakeland in action right away today, and along with Rhinelander. Rhinelander also in action today. Rhinelander gets a 12 seed. They will travel to Mauston. They are the 5 seed. Lakeland, meanwhile, They garner a 6 seed, so Lakeland will play host to Ashland. The 11 seed tournament volleyball gets underway tonight. Northwoods
weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Coats and umbrellas needed today. Blustery and much colder, with scattered showers developing in the afternoon. Highs only in the mid-40s. Those scattered showers continue this evening. Still breezy. Low temperatures in the mid-30s. Right now, it's 36. 98 Q
Country. My parents are from the greatest generation. They're amazing. They survived World War II, the Great Depression, the polio epidemic, pulp in their orange juice. Unregulated, unlimited pulp in their orange juice. Never said a word about it. Never complained. Then wheat came along, took one sip. What was that? There's orange in my orange juice. Do something now. And they did. Tropicana rolled right over. Got rid of all the pulp. All right, the pulp is gone. You crazy people, are you happy? The pulp is gone. There's no more pulp. Are you happy now? Can we keep some pulp? How much is some pulp? I don't know, a pinch of pulp, a dash of pulp. I don't know, we'll whine until you get it perfect. How does that sound?
Oh, hello, and good morning.
98Q Country.
Light. Maybe I read you wrong, thinking you could be my Mr. Right. I was putting my heart and soul on the line. Said you needed some time, just a little more time to make up your mind. Well, it's been long. Bye-bye.
never been one to ask for help. If I need a mountain moved, I'm moving myself. I ain't the church pew regular, twice on Sunday, quote you the scripture kind. I'm far from a preacher, but I'm a believer. Shoes, no shirt, no problem.
the sand and a drink in my hand with no bottle and no shoes, no shirt, and no problem. Babe, let's get packed, tank tops and flip-flops if you got them. No shoes, no shirt, and no problem. No problems.
Parker McCollum, very unique sounding new song, a little harmonica in the background there. Yeah, what kind of man, Parker McCollum at 98Q Country. Good Tuesday to you on this 21st day of October. The morning show comes to you from the Aspirus Health Studios. Better begins with human kindness. Aspirus Health, passion for excellence, compassion for people. All right, World Series is set. We got Toronto taking on Los Angeles. So maybe not the most enthralling of World Series for those on the outside looking in. But nonetheless, that's what it is. Toronto hasn't been there since 1993. Way back when I think Paul Molitor was hanging out with that team for a little bit. And the Dodgers are, well, they're the best team in baseball. And they bought themselves the best team in baseball. And they are the best team in baseball. So goal achieved. So Dodgers and Blue Jays. I think most people outside of L.A. will be rooting, even though they're not even an American team, will probably be rooting for Toronto since it's been so long since they've been in there. We got tournament volleyball for you tonight. Shawamigan over on Tromix, 103.1. Phillips right here. Phillips at home. Shawamigan on the road. So tournament volleyball gets going tonight. Thursday, our annual Day of Giving to benefit His House of Hope. Now, for those of you who aren't familiar with what His House of Hope is, it's fairly new venture there in Phillips. So the motto for His House of Hope is from addiction to productive, God-honoring citizenship. That is their motto. So their vision statement is a transformation of all willing souls in the Price County area from addiction to a healthier lifestyle and productive citizenship. That's her vision. Now, the mission for His House of Hope is for His House of Hope exists to offer freedom from addiction through the transformation of Jesus Christ and by restoring the life of men to be productive, healthy members of society. So that's their motto, their vision, and their mission, and we'll talk with a lot of the people involved with that. His House of Hope on Thursday. We've got some, a little bit of fun, little auction items that we'll be doing. If you love to fish, stay tuned. Fishing guide service and some rod and reels. And I think a nice outdoor chair. And we'll have all that available for bid starting on Thursday morning. And all the money raised will go for His House of Hope. Our goal is $10,000. Now we've pretty much hit that goal every time we've done our Day of Giving. So I'm optimistic that we can hopefully get this done. We'll need your help every little bit. If you're able to, don't give us your rent money, all right? You take that, you get food and rent. But if you got a little something extra, you know, you can help out. It's a great facility there in Phillips, doing some really good work. And we'll talk with the folks involved with that. And this is like no other Day of Giving we've ever had. We've been doing the Day of Giving for, I don't know, maybe 20. I've been here 25 years, and I think at least 20 of those we've done one each year. I was a little late to the party when the first couple years. But this is the first year ever going into it. We have someone who has stepped forward and is matching every dollar for the first $10,000 donated. So if we can raise $10,000, all of a sudden that becomes 20 now for His House of Hope. So you give $2, it's four. You know, $5, 10. $8, 16. $32.73 becomes, you do the math. You get it. We double it all up to $10,000. So that'll be Thursday, 6 A to 6 B. I'll be here. Gray will be helping out. And I hope you'll consider listening and learning a little bit about it. And if you're able, give a little bit on Thursday. What else we got going on here? I was looking at the NFL standings for the NFC. You realize that right now in the National Football League, in the NFC, we've got the Packers at 4-1-1, the number one seed. If the season were to end today, the Packers get home field number one seed. The number two seed, there is a six-way tie. There are six teams at 5-2. It's crazy. The NFC is so much better overall than the AFC. AFC still might have the best team in the Chiefs over there, but overall. So 5-2 is all the way from 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7 seed. The Rams are 5-2, and they're the 7 seed. The Bears are 4-2, they're out. They're the 8 seed. So that'll change. Teams will start beating up on each other a little bit. And there's a couple teams within that that I'm not convinced. Tampa Bay, yeah, maybe. Maybe. If you were to ask me and pin me down that who's the best team in the NFC right now, I think most people would say the Lions, the Detroit Lions. They looked pretty good last night. They appear to have Aiden Hutchinson back and doing some good things. So I'm gonna stick with the Lions being the best team in football right now. And the Packers, the potential to be. Just got to stop those pre-snap penalties and get things cleaned up a little bit. And I think the Packers will be there and have a shot. We'll have a shot. Looks like the Vikings are in trouble. They need a quarterback. It's every year. Just insert the. You could just you record a generic line. It's the 2000. It's the blank 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 NFL season, and the Minnesota Vikings need a quarterback. It's the blank 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 blanks. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Go back to Fran Tarkington. That's the last time. Well, we had a few. Vikings had a few in there for a couple of years, but not long term. Not long term. And the Packers, what? This is their third quarterback in the last 33 years. I know a couple other guys played some snaps in there, but you know what I'm talking about. Favre, Rodgers, and now Jordan Love. So I'm not expecting Packer fans to jump completely on the Jordan Love bandwagon, but it's time to start thinking to yourself a little bit, okay, he's pretty good. All right, yeah, he makes a few mistakes here and there, but I'll take him. Take him. He's pretty good. What I really enjoy about watching, and this pains me to say as a fan of the purple, what pains me to say about watching Jordan Love is when it gets in the middle of the game, or the and it gets to be a little stressful, and then toward the end, he seems like he's so casual. It's almost like he's disinterested. It's like he's just kind of looking around, like, yeah, we got this. He's just kind of looking around, like he's looking for his mom in the crowd, just like, hey, where is she? Oh, we got to run a play too. All right, we're going to play. There's a certain calmness to Jordan Love at the end of games that I think is a quality that is valuable for a quarterback. And yeah, I mean, when you win, you look, you know, really cool. When you lose, people will say, "Oh, you didn't even care." That was you saying that. You didn't even care. But I think you got yourself a good one there. I don't know if he's going to be a Hall of Famer, Packer fans, but I think you got a keeper there in Jordan Love. Let's just end that discussion right now. We'll reopen it if he throws three picks on Sunday. It's 7:37. Twice an hour we get you news and sports. Let's get you updated right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The federal government shutdown now entering week number four. Among the latest casualties, about 1,400 employees at the National Nuclear Security Administration, the folks who oversee nuclear safety across the country. Energy Secretary Chris Wright saying,
"It is our national security. These are jobs of great gravity. We need to maintain our nuclear stockpile, have our adversaries confident that we have our stuff together. We have it secure and ready to deploy at a moment's notice."
He insists the furloughs are not a threat to national security. Vice President J.D. Vance and his wife are in Israel trying to shore up the shaky ceasefire in Gaza. The construction has begun on the White House ballroom, an entire side of the East Wing demolished to make way for President Trump's 90,000-square-foot space. The Louvre shut down again today, but it's always closed on Tuesdays. Detectives continuing to search for the thieves who made off with France's crown jewels. This is ABC News.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. This Safe Sleep Awareness Month, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services is sharing things you can do to reduce the risk of sudden, unexpected infant death. Focus on the ABCs, alone, on back, in crib, and in smoke-free air. You can learn more at dhs.wisconsin.gov. November 6th at 10 a.m., Price County Health and Human Services welcomes Speaker Steve Ackerman as he presents The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, The Ship, The Storm, and The Song. This is your chance to explore the wreck from the perspectives of the weather, the ship, and the song by Gordon Lightfoot. This is a free event with refreshments available and will be taking place in the Price County Health and Human Services Normal Building at 104 South Ader Avenue in Phillips. For reservations, call 715-339-2158. A majority of school districts across Wisconsin are getting less funding from the state this year. Savannah Tomey-Olson reports.
70% of school districts are facing a drop in general state aid, according to full data from the Department of Public Instruction. For years, teachers and administrators have advocated for more money and for updates to the state funding formula. The Wisconsin Policy Forum says per pupil spending in Wisconsin has lagged behind inflation and behind the national average. Their researchers credit a 2011 change that dropped school revenue limits by 5.5%, a Republican-authored bill that became law under Governor Scott Walker. As they've been in charge of the legislature, Republicans have also focused on lowering property taxes. However, so many school districts are struggling to make ends meet that we're seeing record numbers of referendums on the ballot. Residents are often choosing to raise their own property taxes just to fund their schools. State Senator Jody Habish-Sinikin, a Democrat from the 8th Senate District.
Due to the legislature's failure to fund our schools, Wisconsin already has one of the highest property tax rates in the country. And if our communities continue to be forced to referendum, those tax rates will continue to rise, making our state even more expensive than it already is.
Last year, there were 241 school referendums held across Wisconsin, the most ever. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Panacqua Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Panacqua Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Panacqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at panacquacars.com.
Will Fickell be fired? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football. The Badgers face number 6-ranked Oregon Saturday night. Wisconsin has never beat a ranked team since Luke Fickell took over as head coach 3 years ago. They're 0-9. Fickell says he can't be concerned about his future at Wisconsin.
It's not going to change the fact that we got to practice tomorrow. It's not going to change the fact of anything on Saturday. But I have not been told. I'm not worried about that. I mean, I understand, you know, if we don't meet expectations and we don't do the things we need to do, anything can happen.
Athletic director Chris McIntosh releasing a statement in support of the coach. College hoops. Former Marquette star Cam Jones arrested and jailed for leading police in Indianapolis on a brief chase on I-65 yesterday. Jones, drafted by the Pacers this summer, said he was late for practice. He was clocked at 90 miles an hour. In Milwaukee, the Bucks kick off the NBA season tomorrow night against the Washington Wizards. They're planning a welcome back tribute to Chris Middleton. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It's Medicare open enrollment time, October 15th through December 7th. The Price County Elder Benefit Specialist is your trusted local source for Medicare information. During open enrollment, you can enroll, change, or disenroll from Medicare Advantage or prescription drug plans. For assistance, call the ADRC at 1-866-663-3607 and ask for the Elder Benefit Specialist. They can schedule an appointment to review your options so you can choose the plan that is best for your needs.
Insulate your next project and save big money with Knauf fiberglass insulation at Menards. From cut to length rolls to pre-cut batts and blow-in insulation, Menards has everything you need to add comfort and energy efficiency to your home. Plus, you can add even more savings with federal tax credits on qualifying energy-efficient upgrades ending soon. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Reliable, affordable energy is critical to progress and building resilient, connected, and prosperous communities. Enbridge's Line 5 is a vital link delivering raw materials that are processed into propane, fueling communities, industry, and businesses across Wisconsin. Energy that powers agricultural equipment and heats homes. To learn more, visit Enbridge.com/L5WIS. Tomorrow is on.
There's no better time than right now to take care of yourself. Marshfield Clinic Primary Care helps you stay on track with screenings and vaccinations, or to simply connect on your overall well-being. Visit marshfieldclinic.org/primary care.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Coats and umbrellas needed today. Blustery and much colder, with scattered showers developing in the afternoon. Highs only in the mid-40s. Those scattered showers continue this evening, still breezy, low temperatures in the mid-30s. It's 35 at our studios.
98Q Country.
I can't go for a ride to clear my head, 'cause everything I pass puts you back in it. You were done, moving on, but you can't be too far gone. 'Cause what happens in a small town stays in a small town. Every main road we've ever gone down, Friday night bleachers, Sunday pews, ain't a county line mile without a memory of you. Every whisper, every room I won't get. Every time the bartender fills it up again, everybody knows why I'm here and you ain't around.
Run from the past and from us and from you, but this is where I belong. This is my home to the world.
Happens in a small town, stays in a small town. Every back road we've ever gone down, Friday night bleachers, Sunday pews, ain't a county line mile without a memory of you. Every whisper, every room I walk in, every time the bartender fills it up.
Play here. Brewers, Packers, Screaming Eagles, Loggers, Midgets, Sports Play-by-Play with a local twist on 98Q Country.
This trashy, a little too hardcore. But in my neck of the woods, I'm just a girl next door. Hey, I'm a redneck woman, I ain't no high class broad. I'm just a product of my race, and I say, hey, y'all, Andy Hall. And I keep my Christmas lights on my front porch all year long. And I know all the words to every Tanya Tucker song. So here's to all my sisters out there keeping.
AQ Country with Gretchen Wilson and our redneck woman. 7:52. Little recommendation from the morning guy today. I always like to point you in the right direction. I watched a couple nights ago, I watched the documentary about John Candy, and I believe it was on Amazon Prime. So if you don't have Amazon Prime, then, well, you got to get it to watch it. But if you have Amazon Prime, watch that. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. The life of John Candy, and there's nothing really shocking in there, but he was always a comedian that made me laugh. And if you don't know who John Candy is, he was in Uncle Buck and Home Alone and Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Most of you know who he is. He's always one of those comedians. Planes, Trains, Automobiles, one of my all-time favorites. There's just something about him. He's a funny guy, but with all that, usually comes, you know, a few things. A few issues with it, and he had a few of those, so it's a worth a watch. A couple hours long, John Candy, a little life documentary story on Amazon Prime. Put that on your list of things to watch. 7:53, we've got news to come at the top. We'll talk a little bit about your money. We'll talk about the Butternut Haunted House, all coming up a little later, 9 o'clock, Haunted House Talk. That's happening, the Butternut Haunted House. If you like that kind of stuff, they do it well. They do it well. So we'll get them in here in just a little bit here on the 98Q Morning Show.
The Park Falls Chamber of Commerce invites you to Old Day Park for an afternoon of spooky family fun on Saturday, October 25th. Starting at 11 a.m., the giant pumpkin drop. You can watch it splat and take seeds to grow your own. There's the Phillips Children's Museum, the Trunk or Treat, the Trail of Treats downtown, pumpkin decorating, music by DJ Toby Johansson, and the Halloween Pooch Pageant at 3 p.m. Sponsored by Forward Bank, Park Falls McDonald's, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Super One Foods, and the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce. I will count on you being there.
Northwoods Community Credit Union is a financial institution that has been helping families since 1953, offering competitive loan rates, mobile banking, online bill pay, remote deposit, savings incentives for your children. The list goes on. Hi, I'm Sally. That is some serious trust you have put in the hands of our experienced financial team since 1953. Today, I invite you to stop in and inquire about our services and put your financial needs in the hands of a trusted financial institution. So tomorrow, you'll be at ease knowing Northwoods Community Credit Union in Park Falls and Ashland has put you, the member, first. Membership required, insured by NCUA.
Let's head on down to Wheelway and have a chat with Pete down there. Right, we've got some great things going on in our community, and Wheelway always community-minded, and this month doing some great things. Right, Pete?
Absolutely. What a great organization. Lord's Cupboard. We're doing it for the next couple weeks. Let's make sure we take advantage of this opportunity and give out to all the needs for the Lord's Cupboard for the next couple weeks. We have a drop box down here. Make sure you get down here and bring all the items that they're looking for.
All right, got some great vehicles on the lot. Boy, some 24s, even 25s, Pete.
Joel, it's that time. We have 25s, 24s now, newer newer pre-owned stuff that's never hit the lot here. We brought it up here. Major, major savings going on right now. Make sure you take advantage of those savings.
And they can do it all right there, Pete. They got the financing, you've got the trade-in, and interest rates are really good right now, right?
Absolutely. Make sure you take advantage of them. Low interest we haven't seen in a long time. That means the lower the rate, the better the payment that you can afford every month. Make sure you go on our website, wheelwayautoswithans.com, fill out our credit application, and we'll get you a financing and drive one home today. 762-2467. And I'm going to 762-2467.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code AIRPORT25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on 98qcountry.com/contest-terms.
98Q Country.
Everybody's got a summer that they can't forget. They hold on to and go back to. Your mind's on the Carolina coast, still burning in my mind like a red sunset. Chasing embers till September, what I remember most. Bottle rockets in the sky, smile on her face when she'd make me break out of my guitar and play. Oh, my head. Oh, my head. I can still feel her fingers wrapped up in mine. Can still hear her laughing, see her dancing. You're making more than that sundress bend. Says you can't go back in time. Yeah, when that song it comes on, I'm on rewind and I'm 17 again. Bottle rockets in the sky. Bonfire in her eyes.
The best.